I'm in the middle of a plaza, a small plaza, I suppose, on the west side of Berlin. And all around me are five-story buildings and the occasional short skyscraper. They're all commercial buildings. Yeah, it's very much a shopping area. Yeah, there's a Saturn electronics store, and there's a KFC, and there's ads for the Berliner Morgen Post. You know, all the flash, bright lights as the sun sets. And there are people everywhere, thronging and walking hand in hand, talking to each other, and just going about their afternoon on a cool, I would normally say cold, but compared to the weather we've had recently, just a cool day. It's about 4 degrees. And the reason I tell you this is I want to bring you to this place that I am. I want you to hear the sounds around me. The sound of a chainsaw cutting down some tree in the background. The sounds of people and cars going past. Because I was just listening to Click from the BBC. It's a podcast I listen to every week. And they were talking about the World Radio Day that was on last Monday. And I actually went to a World Radio Day function because I'm interested in airtime. Airtime's a piece of open source software that enables people to basically have their own radio station. And I'm seriously considering putting my content onto airtime and paying for a service to enable me to be able to have a streaming radio station with all my content and invite people to come and join me. And add additional content to the content I've produced and I'll continue to produce. And part of the reason why I'm thinking about this and what the topic was all about on Click was the importance of radio. And it's the reason I started Your Story and Create Your Life Story and why I got so damn excited about podcasting when it started. It's about audio. People get very excited about the shiny things that is video. But listen to this going past. It's a wedding. So there's a whole series of cars all dressed up because somebody's just got married. You know? You gotta love it, haven't you? This is what happens when you go visiting new places. And you've got no idea exactly what it looks like. And if I was to show you the video of it, it'd probably spoil what you think's happening. But in the theatre of the mind that is in your head, you're making this up for yourself. And that's the power of audio. And you might be listening to this as you walk down the street or drive your car or go for a run, and you're not distracted by having to sit and look at a TV screen. I started the podcast because, and I encourage people to do life stories in audio rather than text or video, because audio is what we resonate with. We've always spoken to each other, we've always told stories, we've always shared oral histories, myths and legends. And audio is something that is incredibly powerful and special for achieving that. And I think people who love radio and audio get that. And people who love video like the bright, shiny lights. But if you want to get across information, I think generally speaking, audio is an incredibly efficient, easy way of getting something across and then allowing you, the listener, to imagine what's really going on.
Yeah.